Hey guys, this is Cole Leicher.
Hi, I'm Neil Collins.
You are listening to the Unused Substitutes.
The Unused Substitutes.
And you're listening to the Unused Substitutes.
Get off the pitch!
Hey there, little Red Riding Hood, I
ball gonna bounce down, it's free in the box. Bicycle kick! Goal! Rowdies! What a play! What a shot! And it's 1-0 Rowdies!
Good evening, everybody. It is a little bit before 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday night. We're up here at the Coliseum. Leon Taylor's walking by. We're out here at the Rowdy season kickoff event. This is the Unused Substitutes. We are live on Radio St. Pete, live at the St. Pete Coliseum, part of the Beautiful Game Network and sponsored by Roughneck Scarves. My name is Matt, and for once, just two seats to my left. When was the last time we did a live show in St. Pete, Dan?
In St. Pete? I don't know.
Like, it was the Den, wasn't it?
Yeah, it had to
be. Well, remember, we tried to do the ones at Hops and Props those times, and
nothing worked.
For want
nothing
of cable and then internet access. But it's been a couple years since we've done this live here at St. Pete.
I know, and this music makes me want to get up and dance.
Yeah, well, I've seen myself dancing, and I don't want to do that anymore. But, yeah, we are live at the Coliseum. They've just wrapped up with the there was a Q&A session with fans and players. Event kicked off around 6 with a little mingling. We talked to Neil Collins. We talked to some of the guys, the staff, for a little bit. We're going to have some players joining us in a few minutes. Right now we're scheduled to have the captain, the man with the armband last week in Memphis, Sebastian Guenzotti, and then
the Rowdies' leading goal scorer in 2019.
First guy to score a penalty not named Georgie Ristoff in how many years?
True.
Has anyone taken a penalty? Like,
somebody
not
had
often.
To.
Someone had to.
Joe Cole took a penalty or two, didn't he?
Yeah, probably. The team is so different. I mean, everything is so different this year. But we're going to talk to them. We're going to talk to Caleb Richards on loan from Norwich City shortly after that. And we're going to talk a little bit about the event. And I guess we could squeeze in some talk about last week's game.
We might as well do that now before anybody shows up, I guess.
All right, so Rowdies went on the road to open the season, which I guess if this is the kind of schedule we're going to look at, we're going to have frequent road openers thanks to the Grand Prix, which is still like blocks and fences and stuff in effect around Al Lang. So take that into account when you come up this weekend. But Rowdies went on the road to Memphis. Memphis' first game ever. We talked to Neil a little bit about it the week before, about how you planned for that, or Jake did, and came away with a 1-0 win. I missed it. I was at Hamilton, and I don't mind bragging about that still. I did get the chance to go back the next day and watch it. What are your thoughts on the game, Dan?
I watched it with Chris and a couple of other people. I think the game itself was pretty boring. It was a slugfest, really. Physical.
There were some moments at the end there where I thought it was going to be literal slugfest when it got a little spicy in, 75th, 80th minute.
Yeah, I'm okay with. Diakite had a massive game. Seba got the penalty early from Tejada's work rate. It was a gritty performance that I believe it was I forgot who it was on my Twitter that I said, you won't, it's an ugly 3 points, but you won't remember the ugly part in, a few months.
Hopefully.
They made a point of, if we make it into the playoffs by a point or two, you're going to look at that, or a win, home field advantage by a point or two, you're going to point out that this team can finally win ugly. which is something we've been lacking.
And on the road, thankfully on real grass, though.
We always seem to win the road the season opener on the road. We seem to do that and then just fall out after that.
So my main question coming out of this, and you kind of touched on it a little bit, you know, we heard a lot in the off season and the build up to this year about how it was going to be an attacking, attractive game to watch. and then the first game is
not
exactly that. And, you know, there's no injuries to blame it on. There's no, you know, poor turf. I did see some slipping and sliding, but.
The turf was crap. There was half the field that was baseball infield.
My favorite part was once the audio did kick in and they were like, the groundskeeper did a great job making the seamless transition.
It was, I believe they probably spray painted that infield grass, quote unquote.
I think part of it. Now, overall, I thought they had a great crowd there. Once the sound worked, the fans sounded great. I think it was a good debut for Memphis. I'm glad we spoiled it. But,
yes.
was the method of the game, was that a result of the circumstances, the opponent, the, you know, earliness in the season, a little bit of everything?
I think it was a little bit of everything. I think Neil said it earlier that you're still trying to find the right combination of strikers and chemistry on the field. The bad field, Nashville played tough. Like, they packed, you know, they played tight defense, and it was going to be that game, but so did we. And I think the prettier, more entertaining soccer will come as everybody starts to get more familiar. The system becomes more familiar.
Right.
And, we're going to do it. Hopefully we'll see some more attractive soccer at home.
And, you know, I kind of wonder if some of it was a result of you've got this team who's playing their first. You know, these players have played before for the most part, but the club's making their debut. Did we go out there and try and make a statement? This was, you know, we're going to come at you in your house and play you tough and play you physical. Like the way Juan Tejada's closing down on the goalkeeper all night, which I think at least once, possibly twice, he had a direct impact on the course of a goal kick. I thought he had a great game. Like you said, Diakite was fantastic. Like, I think he had better stats than Memphis's defenders kind of by himself. every time you saw a ball go in, it's clearance by Diakite. Like, it was a great game. But yeah, we definitely came in there and kind of, we talked about how we were going to set up and it kind of came out different. The other thing, like the first thing, like I said, I was just going into my seats at the Strasser Hamilton when the lineups came out. To see names like Brandon Allen, Steinberger, Poku, Hoppano on the bench, like, not that they should be starting necessarily, I mean, that's Neil's call, but the fact that we could bring those guys off the bench and that if we subbed those guys on, one of them still wasn't going to make it into the game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we talked about the roster. We've watched them in preseason. But when that lineup hits and you're like, this is your bench, guys? Like, that's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's absolutely – it's crazy that – I mean, we've said this before, that this team is crazy deep through seasons past. And they're just showing, like, that I think – I mean, last year we had a roster that – most of those guys would have been subs or would have been starting on any other team, but for whatever reason it failed. But I think this year it feels, I don't know, it feels more professional. It feels, I mean, the team takes the shape and like the personality of its manager, and I think that's coming across early this season that it is Neil. They seem fun tonight from what we saw on stage. And then, and it was gritty, but I think we're about to have our first guest over here.
So you would say, though, the way they played is similar to the way Neil stopped and grilled us on the way in today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got that. Yeah, I think we've got our first one coming over. Oh, I think we're going to lead off with Caleb now.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we'll get him here in a second, talk to him about his game, and here we go. Hey, Caleb, come on in. Toss those on. I heard they're not the best headphones in the world, but hopefully you can hear us a little bit. Kind of a little bit?
Can you hear me? Come close.
All right, Caleb, how's it going?
Really good. How are you?
Good. First thing I wanted to ask you, we're going to totally skip all the actual soccer stuff. We'll get to it, I promise. What's the what's been like the biggest adjustment for you living in the States, coming over from England?
Definitely the heat. The first game in preseason when I came over, I was struggling to breathe. Like, I needed a drink like every 10 minutes. But now I'm adjusted. I feel good now.
So you had some cramping issues at first?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I don't want to like scare you or anything, but it gets worse.
I heard, yeah.
It gets worse like, coming up. Especially as a bigger guy myself, I promise you it gets worse. And I'm just sitting there watching. So you got the start on Saturday. Kind of out of position. They made a point of saying you were playing like the left side center back.
Yeah, so I play left back, but like I can play wing back or the left of a three, like an outside back. But I like that position, yeah. I feel comfortable there.
Have you played that position before?
Only in preseason.
Okay. So give us your evaluation of the game. How did you think it? I mean, obviously we won, but from your perspective on the pitch, what'd you take away from the game?
So I think it was a good team performance. I think that we managed the game well. Like when you 1-0 up and it's like a first game of the season, you might get nervous, but we defended well, kept the clean sheet, and got the 3 points.
Getting ready for this weekend?
Yeah, excited, really excited.
As he told you that if you're going to start, he's going to keep you in suspense a little bit?
No one knows the
team.
You
won't tell us, I know, even if he did.
I don't know the team. No one knows the team.
What are you looking forward most about the home opener?
The fans are really good over here. Even when we played that Montreal game, it just was going crazy. So that'll be good because I've not really played in front of like fans like that.
Saturday will definitely be a different experience. There'll be a lot more there. It'll be a good time.
Yeah.
So you guys, you know, I got here around 5 o'clock this afternoon to start getting stuff set up. I know you guys are rolling in around the same time. Keeping an eye on your phone for the score today.
Pardon?
Were you keeping your eye on the phone for the
Champions League?
Yeah. No, the Norwich Hull game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They won 3-1.
3-2. No, Hull got
3-2.
One right.
Yeah. Oh, I missed that last bit.
You got a little nervous there at the end.
Oh, no.
Because we're Liverpool fans, too, so we're keeping track of that, and it's the notifications go off, and I'm like, oh, God, who just scored? Okay. You guys held on to it.
How often are you
in touch with the guys back home?
Most days, nearly every day, yeah. I speak to the staff like after each game, like preseason game, let them know how I'm doing. But like the teammates that I speak to every day.
All right, Dan, you got anything?
I think we're good.
He's just kind of sitting over taking it all in.
I was listening, and then I kind of spaced there, but I think we're good.
All right, well, Caleb, good. Were you surprised to go the whole 90 minutes your first game?
You don't really make that many substitutions as a defender, especially when like you're winning 1-0. So I thought I'd be staying on.
All right. Well, congratulations on a good game. Look forward to seeing you this weekend. And thanks
for having
me.
See you later.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. That was Caleb Rich. We got some more guys swinging by here. What's up, Leo? How's it going? Dan, I don't want to put you on the spot because he's still standing there next to you, but for making his debut in Rowdies.
I'm going to have to switch out.
How'd you rate Caleb?
Good. He was very – I mean, the back three was great, and he played a great game on Saturday. I'm almost ready to swap my red Liverpool jerseys for more green and gold.
Ah, you're just trying to get – you're trying to get more free merch like the goalkeeper stuff, aren't you?
No. Never.
Why are you laughing about that?
I would never do such things.
All right, so coming up this weekend at home, we've got Pittsburgh Riverhounds coming in. Have you gotten a hold of them?
Yeah, Friday evening we're going to do it. And I think they're going to post it Saturday morning, I don't know.
All right.
Somewhere around there, or Friday night.
Yeah, Dan's going to be on we're going to do a little BGN crossover with the Beautiful Game Network with Dan popping on to the Mongol show. And I think we're going to get audio, and we'll kind of cross-post it also.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I didn't know. I mean, we'll just – I was going to retweet because –
they mentioned that to me, like they would send the audio. So.
But, I mean, we were planning – it was either going to be Tuesday night or Friday night, and I didn't know if we were going to set – if you wanted to post a supplemental pod, but I can record it on my end.
Okay.
I mean, I can figure out how to do that.
We'll figure something out.
Or
we'll have
just,
it going.
We can just send everybody to Mongols, give them the listens.
They were off last week, so this is their first game of the year.
Oh, wow.
Do you think that's an advantage for us or for them?
I think for us, we're getting there, you know, getting in the groove.
They're coming down here, going to hopefully deal with that heat that Caleb's adjusting to.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to break up here for a second here because we are now joined by the man with the armband from last week, the goal scorer, Sebastian Guzai. Sebastian, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
A pleasure.
thanks for thanks for joining us. The headphones aren't the best quality, but hopefully you can hear us a little bit. When did you find out you were getting the armband for last week?
Well, really, the day before the game. I've been a captain since the preseason, but it was nothing for sure. You know, you have to win the captain band, and I think the day before the game, Neil told me that you know, I was going to be captain and leading the team onto the field. So it was, for me, it's an honor to wear such a historic club's captain band, like the Rowdies. You know, after everybody that's been in with this captain band, for me, it's a pleasure.
I was going to say, you were talking a few minutes ago on stage about stepping into, you know, Joe Cole's worn it, Georgie Ristov's done it. So there's a ton of changes going into the season. You and a few guys are back from the last few years. What's it like going into all the changes this year? Like, you know, you've been here for a little while. We've had the changes on the field, the changes off. Like, what's your overall opinion of where the organization's heading?
No, I think, you know, last year we had a great team. Things didn't work out. But I think this year is much motivated team, hungry, eager, younger. And I think in this league, I think that comes a long way. You know, we have also a lot of quality players this year. And just the, you know, only 8 players came back from last year. So it's been a huge change and a big test for Neely, putting, you know, a team together in such a short time. And yeah, like Neil said today, I think it's a much younger team and hungry to win day by day. You know, we push each other.
So none of us probably want to mention or think about last year too much because all the stuff that went on. But I noticed when I was watching the game, after you score, a pretty powerful celebration. Was a lot of that like glad to be getting off on the right foot? Was it just, you know, kind of putting an emphatic mark on the start of a new season, or you know, what was going through your mind?
No, yeah, you know, I think every goal you score with the Rowdies uniform has to be you know, celebrated like that or even more, and especially, you know, in our home in the opener game of the 2019. And I think we just, you know, we deserved it. We worked so hard in the preseason, and I think it was, yeah, kind of you know, letting some air go and just feeling good.
One of the other big changes this year outside of the team is all the new clubs coming into USL. You guys got to go visit one of the new teams, new stadiums in Memphis. What was your opinion of how they put on for their first game?
No, I thought it was, you know, first of all, the crowd, it was amazing, sold out. You know, I noticed in my penalty how loud it was. And then after, how quiet it got. So I think they did a great job hosting us, beautiful stadium, and the fans were very, very on top of the game. So, you know, it was a pleasure for us to open the night for them, and unlucky that we got the win for them, because, you know, it would have been, we kind of spoiled the party for them. But, you know, as a Rowdy, you have to go and do that.
Well, we're absolutely glad you did. Just curious, because you've played in front of a couple sets of pretty spirited fan bases. When the lineup comes out Saturday and you've got captain next to you, how many of those Cosmos fans were sending you some banter?
No, definitely a lot. You know? There was actually you know, some fans out there, so it felt good, you know, seeing old faces and also some Rowdies fans out there that, you know, made us feel really at home.
All right, well, what are you looking forward to most this weekend besides, of course, obviously winning again?
Watching our fans, like always. You know, for me, I always say fans are probably the biggest part of the club and probably the most important part of the club, because I'm a fan too, and I know what fans are feeling, you know, and when your team walks on the field, and I think that's the best feeling ever.
All right, well, thanks for joining us. We don't want to hold you up too much longer. Thanks for talking to us, and we look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Thank you very much. A pleasure, guys. Anytime.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, thanks to Sebastian Guinzotti and for Caleb Richards for coming out joining us tonight. Thanks a lot to the Rowdy staff for setting this up, not just getting the guys over here, but taking care of getting us situated in here. this is, like I was going to say, those are the first two players I think we've had sit with us live, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. We had, you know, some coaches back in the day.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
And, you know, let's you know, give credit where credit's due. The guy that set this up was the first ever guest on the show. Remember when you drove?
Yeah.
You guys drove, you guys drove all the way down to my place to do this? This is a much nicer table than we had back then.
Yeah. I mean, we've come a long way. Quite like this team.
So what did you think about the Q&A stuff? What were some of the stuff that stood out to you?
I couldn't hear it. I mean, other than Neil saying if we win the cup, he's going to go run down Beach driving his kilt.
Yeah, someone asked Neil, you know, who was it? I think it was John Gruden. It definitely wasn't Tony Dungy.
No,
it was,
Gruden
said if they won the Super Bowl, he'd run down Dale Mabry in his like athletic supporter or whatever.
Yeah.
What would Neil do? What Neil promised to run
in his down Beach Drive in his kilt.
Down Beach Drive in his kilt.
And then said, if you know your Scottish history, you know what's under the kilt.
My grandfather was from Edinburgh, and I did get married in a kilt, so I do know what is and what should not be, to put it that way. So that's one thing. They talked a little bit about the partnership with Norwich, but didn't really get to hear a lot of what they were saying. I think someone asked if the Rowdies were going to win the World Cup. You got to get by Chicago Fire first. They did mention, and we got a chance to sample some of it, the new food in the stadium this year.
The pulled pork is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I could make better pulled pork, but this was pretty good.
Yeah, I guess it's going to be some of the staffers, some of the on-staff, like cooks and chef from the Rays. We talked to them for a little bit doing food in the stadium, and they did say that concessions would be cheaper. I did notice someone mentioned on Twitter the other day that their renewal price of their tickets had gone up. He wondered if he was going to need a Rays credit card to get concessions. At least he can take that worry off his mind. So we've got Saturday coming up at the stadium, but we've got some stuff going on before. Dan, you're going to do it. We didn't even bring it up when he was here.
I know. You didn't let me talk. I was going to ask, but yeah.
Every time I ask you, you're like, no, we're good.
That one I had a couple prepared.
Oh, man.
It's all good.
Mike, if you're listening, bring Sebastian back.
But
stop the car. Bring him back.
I'm hoping. I still haven't heard back from the tattoo place. I reached out again today. I might just do a walk-in Saturday morning, well, early morning, whenever they open, and be like, I need this done now. or I'll find a couple, and I'll find one that'll do it. I got the design. We're ready. And, yeah, it's going to happen.
Worst comes to worst, I'll bring some Sharpies with me, and we'll just we'll go to town in the tailgate.
Yeah, we'll just right here. Right
All
here.
Right, so keep an eye out and ear out for that. We'll post what's going on when. And then I'm going to be at the Skyway tailgate over there at the...
I'll show up before your birthday, but I just got to get the tattoo first. And I will have Casey video, and we'll post that. We'll put that up.
Still trying to see if I can get myself talked into doing one. You already have several. I have none.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, technically like 5 because one covered up.
But we all know which one's the best.
None of
them. It's got to be the zombie hand.
We don't talk about that.
We are going to we could talk about Fast and Furious if you want.
I think it is. I'm just going to play the exit music and Color of the Day.
Before we get to that part, though, we will wrap it up kind of shortly because it's starting to clear out a little bit here. And I see people with dessert, and I want to go do that. I was really impressed by the crowd tonight. What's up, Silva? I was really impressed. A Wednesday night, kind of limited to the season ticket holders, VIPs. This was a pretty good event. I'd never been in this building before.
I've been here for a book fair thing, the antique book fair.
I thought you meant like a high school, middle school book fair thing. Like
no, I spent a lot of money in this building.
Oh,
on old books.
Like a year or two ago.
Every year, it's April 26th, I think this year. I looked at it on my way here, but it was a really good crowd. I mean, season ticket holders and VIPs or whatever. So I don't know. I mean, it was really good. I liked it. It felt better. I don't know. I don't want to say better, but it felt different than the Mahaffey and the environment in the Mahaffey.
Well, and
it feels looser.
Yeah, because the thing with the Mahaffey is, you know, kind of everyone crowds into that lobby area.
Yeah.
And you know, there's always, like, the huge lines for food and stuff like that. And you know, people were taking stuff for, like, their family and their friends and somebody they're going to meet 3 days later. And you're having to get back. And then you go in and sit in, like, the theater setting. Like, this was just, you know, it's come in. They had, like, the first hour was, like, mixing, mingling with the fans. They've got merchandise on sale. The new home jerseys are here. The new scarves are here. I did pick one up. Very impressed with some of the stuff they had. The food, they had like, what, 9-10 different food stations scattered around. Everything was different. Free alcohol donated by Great Bay Distributing. But the whole thing, like, the whole thing they did this was kind of talk about. It's like the player introduction, that kind of part was kind of standard. Did a little chat with Lee Cohen and Brian Ault from the Rays. Brought out Neil, a couple of the players. I think John McCarthy was up there. I think was Zach Steinberger up there?
Yep.
Okay. And they had some chats, and I thought it was going to be it, but they did open it up to some fan Q&A, which is cool. One of the things I've been asking for, like, it's baby steps. But you know, this is one of the things that people have asked for, were like season ticket holder only events, and I think tonight came off really good. The players were all here. They're having a good time. There's like a selfie booth over here. Pete's still taking pictures with folks. Foosball tables were set up. But, yeah, it was a really good time. If you didn't come out and you could have, then I definitely think you missed it. But if it came down to making it to this or making it to Saturday, I guess make sure you're there Saturday.
Yes, I agree.
I'm excited.
It's going to be... it's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to this season, get the home season part kicking off.
I was glad that someone actually mentioned at least the 10th anniversary. That seems like it's been like a quiet thing this year.
I didn't even know because it hasn't been mentioned.
Like that's one of the things that I was hoping to hear. Maybe like because it's Pittsburgh's 20th and they're doing a whole like Hall of Fame thing. They did a 20th anniversary logo. They did kind of all this stuff. So I was kind of hoping, and maybe we still will, make a bigger deal out of it at some point because I think, you know, and we've talked about it before, how sometimes we kind of lean on the history of the original Rowdies, I think, too much sometimes.
Yeah.
It's time to start making some new history as well.
Yeah.
But I think there's a way, you know, I think you can honor the 10 years that we've been here. You know, like they have the since 1975 scarf, the one I bought this year, but you... let's do another one that's you know since 2010.
That's a tricky line to work. Like if you're celebrating 40, 50 years or 10 years, I don't know. I mean,
And we'll see. It was just one of those things. Like, you know, when I was going to games the first year out at Steinbrenner, and you told me I'd be doing, first of all, this at all, but let alone this 10 years later with the same team, knowing how fickle the Tampa Bay area can be, yeah. I probably would have been surprised.
True. I mean, I didn't really, when I went to my one or two games at Steinbrenner, I didn't think it was going to stick.
Yeah, especially playing at Steinbrenner. So I think, you know, the move to Al Lang was a big part of that. But, you know, despite the you know, something lack of coverage from the media market or other people around, like, this has kind of stuck it out and become an institution in the area again. And they should celebrate it.
Oh, definitely. I agree. I mean, I think it's a weird line to walk because how do you celebrate 40 years or 50 years of history and 10 years of history?
Well, I mean, it's a weird thing, but you can celebrate 40 years of the Rowdies and 10 years of the team. I don't know, like 40 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think the Mob doing the 10-year anniversary jersey and what the Mob is doing is perfect. Let the supporter, the new supporters group, do most of the celebrating, and let the team cover the overall overarching history.
That makes sense. You know, honestly, the best way to celebrate it, just go win some damn games.
Yeah, let's keep winning. Let's win a championship.
I don't want to say I want to see Neil running in a kilt, but let's make him do it.
Yeah. That's not something I want to be present for, but I'll love the story.
You don't want to cover that live like we did this tonight?
No. I don't want to be at the finish line.
No. Especially, you know, Neil makes some pretty serious eye contact when he's talking to you. I'm just kind of worried.
Yeah, that's not... Okay, I'm going to end the show.
anything else we want to... put out there?
No, I think we're good. I mean, let's kick some butt on Saturday, and hopefully everybody goes home happy, and I'll have a new tattoo.
And we'll have a regular show with we'll get back to the standings and the reviews and the previews and stuff. I don't have any of the information in front of me because I came up here straight from middle school.
Yeah.
But
we'll do a real show next week.
Thank you to Radio St. Pete for giving us the opportunity to do this at a little bit earlier time slot.
Yeah.
Thank you. We're gonna do one real quick. I love you to Mike from the Rowdies for getting all
and
this
Joe.
Set up.
And Joe.
Shout out to my ticket rep, Joe, for helping put the idea out there. Mike for getting the equipment and everything set up, bringing the players to us, giving me a reason to leave school literally 2 minutes after the bell rang. And we'll see you guys on Saturday at Al Lang. Stop by the Skyway tailgate. I hear it's going to be a birthday party for me, and only me. No one else is important enough.
No.
Wait, she's not a patron anymore, is she?
I don't remember. She probably doesn't even listen anyway, so don't worry about it.
This is true. All right, so come by my birthday tailgate and stop by. We'll have scarves. We'll have everything else. If you're still here and listening on your phone, I think it's only Dominguez here in front of me, a.k.a. Ramathorn. You want to meet up with me in the parking lot afterwards, I've got scarves if you want to get one or if you've pre-bought one and everything else. But other than that, thank you to Radio St. Pete. Thank you to Wolf Face. Thank you to the Coliseum. Thank you to the Rowdies. Thank you to Roughneck Scarves, your supplier for MLS, USL, and MLS. I already said that, didn't I?
All right, sure. A better way to scarf.
I'm wearing a Roughneck scarf right now,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah,
all right. We'll wrap it up with this because I have the info in front of me, but the screen went blank. So, Dan, it's been good doing this in person.
Yeah, it was weird.
It's better.
It's always better in person.
All right, real quick. So I meant to bring this up to you like off here. So you know Jason Davis from Sirius.
Yeah.
So he's got a new show he does with this guy. It's called basically Miscellaneous FC.
Yeah, I saw that.
Have you listened to it?
No.
So he was on Total Soccer Show talking about this new show. They cover everything but the game. It's all the off-field stuff, all the weird
stuff. That's interesting. That's interesting.
It's kind of fun. I like it so far. But he said, his whole thing when he started was he wanted to do it with someone that was local to him so they could do it in person because the dynamic's
better. It's completely better in person.
We got to find a way to do this.
Yes, we do. I wish Casey wasn't leaving and still lived in St. Pete because then I wouldn't have to drive so much.
You're trying to tell me to find a new co-host, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm out. No, bye.
All right, Chris is up. He's still here. No, wait, we can get Pseudo on. He stuck us with these mics to begin with.
True. All right, we will see you all Wednesday.
Well, we'll see you on Saturday.
Or Saturday. Steven Cundiff is requesting score predictions. I'm going to predict a 3-0 Rowdies victory over the Riverhounds.
2-0 Rowdies.
All right, and now I'm going to play us out. Love you guys.
Except for Steven Cundiff. The Rowdies were here, the Rowdies were there, they kicked the wall around. The Rowdies were here, the Rowdies were there.